Book of Micah. Chapter 1. The word of Yahweh that was to Micah of Moresheth in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw on Samaria and Jerusalem. Let the peoples hear, all of them. Pay attention, O earth, and its fullness. And let Adonai Yahweh be a witness against you. Yahweh, from his holy sanctuary. For, behold, Yahweh is coming out of his place, and he will come down and walk on the high places of the earth. And the mountains shall melt under him, and the valleys shall cleave themselves, as wax before the fire, as waters poured out on a slope. All this is against the transgression of Jacob, and against the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? And I will make Samaria into ruins of the field, planting places for a vineyard. And I will pour down her stones into the valley, and her foundations I will lay bare. And all her carved images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her gifts for harlotry shall be burned with fire. And I will make all her idols a desolation. For she gathered it from the reward of a harlot, and they shall return to the reward of a harlot. Because of this I will wail and howl, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the jackal, yea, mourn like the daughters of an ostrich. For her wounds are incurable, for it has come to Judah, it has reached to the gate of my people, to Jerusalem. Do not declare it in Gath, surely, do not weep. In the house of Lephra wallow in dust. Pass over to them, O one living in Shafir, in nakedness of shame. The one living in Zanan has not gone out, the mourning of Beth Ezel shall take from you its place of standing. For be grieved for good, the one living in Maroth, for evil came down from Yahweh to the gate of Jerusalem. One living in Lachish, tie the chariot to the stallion, she is the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. So you shall give parting gifts to Moresheth Gath. The houses of Achzib are for a lying thing to the kings of Israel. I will bring an heir to you again, O one living in Mareshah. The glory of Israel shall come to Adullam. Make yourself bald, and cut off your hair for the sons of your delight. Make your baldness increase like the eagle, for they go into exile from you. Chapter 2. Woe to those plotting wickedness and preparing evil on their beds. In the light of the morning they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet and seize fields and houses, and carry them away. And they oppress a man and his household, even a man and his inheritance. So Yahweh says this. Behold, I am plotting an evil against this family, from which you shall not remove your necks, nor shall you go exalted, for it is an evil time. In that day one shall lift up a parable against you and lament a lament of lamenting. He says, surely, we shall be destroyed. He has exchanged the portion of my people. How he has removed it for me. To the apostate he has divided the fields. So there shall not be for you one casting a line by lot in the congregation of Yahweh. Do not drop words as they drop. They shall not drop words about these, they shall not draw back reproaches. House of Jacob, it is said, the spirit of Yahweh is limited, if these are his doings. Do not my words do good with the one who walks upright? Even yesterday my people have risen up like an enemy. You strip off an inner robe from before an outer garment, from those who pass by confidently, those returning from war. You have thrown the wives of my people out from the house of her delight, you have taken away my majesty forever from her children. Arise and go. For this is not your rest, because of uncleanness, it shall destroy you, even a painful destruction. If a man walks with wind, and he lies in deceit, saying, I will drop words to you for wine and for fermented drink, he shall even be a dropper of words for this people. Surely, I will gather Jacob. Surely, I will gather all of you, the remnant of Israel. I will set him together like the sheep of Bozrah, like a flock in the midst of its fold. They shall be in commotion because of men. He breaking up has come before them, they have broken up and have passed through the gate and have gone out of it. And their king shall pass before them, and Yahweh at their head. Chapter 3. And I said, heads of Jacob and magistrates of the house of Israel, please hear. Is it not for you to know justice? Those hating good and loving evil, who pull their skin off them, and their flesh from their bones. who also eat the flesh of my people, and cause their skin to come off from them. Yea, they break their bones and shatter, like that in the pot, and as flesh in the midst of the kettle. Then they shall cry out to Yahweh, but he will not answer them. He will even hide his face from them in that time, as they have done evil in their doings. Thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets, those causing my people to err, who bite with their teeth and call out, peace. And whoever does not give for their mouth, they even sanctify a war against him. So a night shall be for you apart from vision, and darkness apart from divining. And the sun shall go down on the prophets, and the day shall be dark over them. And the seers shall be ashamed, and those divining shall blush, all of them. Yea, they shall cover over their mustache, for there is no answer from Elohim. But I am full of power by the Spirit of Yahweh and also justice and might, to declare to Jacob his transgression, and his sin to Israel. Please hear this, heads of the house of Jacob, and magistrates of the house of Israel, those who abhor justice and pervert all uprightness. Those building up Zion with blood and Jerusalem with iniquity. Her leaders judge for a bribe, and her priests teach for pay, and her prophets divine for silver. Yet they will lean on Yahweh, saying, is not Yahweh among us? No evil shall come on us. Therefore, on account of you, Zion shall be plowed as a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house into high places of the forest. Chapter 4. But it shall be in the end of the days, the mountain of the house of Yahweh shall be established on the top of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up from the hills, and peoples shall flow on it. And many nations shall come and say, come, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, and to the house of the Elohim of Jacob. And he will teach us from his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Torah shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he shall judge between many peoples, and will decide for strong nations afar off. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, nor shall they learn war any more. But they shall each one sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and there shall be no trembling. For the mouth of Yahweh of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each one in the name of his Elohim, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh our Elohim forever and ever. In that day I will gather the lame, declares Yahweh, and I will gather the banished, and the one I have afflicted. And I will make the lame into a remnant, and her who was removed into a strong nation. And Yahweh shall reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, and to forever. And you, tower of the flock, the hill of the daughter of Zion, it shall happen to you. And the dominion of the chief ones shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud, an outcry? Is there not a king among you? Has your adviser perished? For pangs have seized you like one giving birth. Be in pain and deliver, daughter of Zion, like one giving birth. For now you shall go out from the city, and you shall live in the field. And you shall come to Babylon. There you shall be delivered. There Yahweh shall redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations are gathered against you, saying, let her be defiled, and let our eyes look on Zion. But they do not know the plans of Yahweh, nor do they understand his counsel. For he has gathered them like the sheaf to the threshing floor. Rise up and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hoofs copper, and you shall crush many peoples. And I will devote their gain to Yahweh, and their wealth to the master of all the earth. Chapter 5. Now gather yourself in troops, daughter of a troop. One sets a siege against us. They shall strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. And you, Bethlehem Ephratah, being least among the thousands of Judah. Out of you he shall come forth to me to become one ruling in Israel, and his goings forth have been from of old, from the days of eternity. Therefore, he will give them over until the time the one giving birth has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the sons of Israel. And he shall stand and pasture us in the strength of Yahweh, in the majesty of the name of Yahweh his Elohim. And they shall dwell securely, for now he is great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace. When Assyria shall come into our land, and when he shall walk in our palaces, then we shall raise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princes of man. And they shall depasture the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod at her entrances. And he shall deliver us from Assyria, when he comes into our land, and when he treads within our border. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples as dew from Yahweh, as showers on a blade of grass, which does not wait for man, nor delay for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the nations, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among the flocks of sheep, who both tramples and tears in pieces if he passes through, and there is no one to deliver. Your hands shall be high above your foes, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And it shall be in that day, I will cut off your horses out of your midst, and I will destroy your chariots, declares Yahweh. And I will cut off the cities of your land and pull down all your fortresses. And I will cut off sorceries out of your hand, and there shall not be sorcerers among you. And I also will cut off your graven images and your pillars from your midst. And you shall not any more worship the work of your hands. And I will pluck your shrines from your midst, and I will destroy your cities. And I will execute vengeance in anger and in fury on the nations, such as they have not heard. Chapter 6. Hear now what Yahweh says. Rise up, contend with the mountains, and let the hills hear your voice. Mountains, and you enduring foundations of the earth, hear the contention of Yahweh, for Yahweh has a quarrel with his people, and he will dispute with Israel. My people, what have I done to you? And how have I made you weary? Answer against me. For I brought you up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of slaves, and I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam before you. My people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, planned. And what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, so that you may know the righteousness of Yahweh. With what shall I come before Yahweh, to bow myself before the loftiness of Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves, sons of a year? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of torrents of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? O man, he has declared to you what is good. And what does Yahweh require of you, but to do justice, and to love grace, and to walk humbly with your Elohim? The voice of Yahweh calls out to the city, and one of sound wisdom will see your name. Hear the rod, and him who appointed it. Are there yet in the house of the wicked the treasures of wickedness, and a cursed ephah of leanness? Shall I declare wicked balances to be pure, or a bag of stones of fraud? For her rich ones are full of violence, and ones living in her speak a lie, and their tongue is deceit in their mouth. And I also have made you sick, to strike you, making you desolate because of your sins. You shall eat, but not be satisfied, and your hunger shall be in your midst. And you will move back, but shall not keep safe, and that which you do save, I will give to the sword. You shall sow, but you shall not reap. You shall tread the olive, but you shall not anoint with oil, and also new wine, but you shall not drink wine. And one has kept himself as to the statutes of Omri and all the works of the house of Ahab. And you walk in their counsels, so that I may give you for a horror, and her inhabitants for a hissing. And you shall bear the disgrace of my people. Chapter 7. Woe to me! For I am like the gatherings of ripe fruit, like the gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat, my soul desires the early fig. The pious has perished from the earth, and the upright is not among mankind. All of them lie in wait for blood, each one hunts his brother with a net. Both hands are on evil, to do it well. The ruler is asking for a bribe, also the judge. And the great one speaks the lust of his soul, he acts, and they weave it together. The best of them is like a thorn, the upright more than a hedge of thorns. The day of your watchers, your visitation is coming, now shall be their confusion. Put no faith in a companion, put no trust in a friend, guard the door of your mouth from her who lies in your bosom. For a son despises his father, a daughter rises up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his house. But I will look to Yahweh, I will wait for the Elohim of my salvation. My Elohim will hear me. Rejoice not against me, my enemy, for if I fall, I shall arise. For if I sit in darkness, Yahweh is a light to me. I will bear the rage of Yahweh because I have sinned against him, until he contends my case and brings forth justice for me. He will bring me out to the light, I shall see his righteousness. And my enemy shall see, and shame shall cover her, the one saying to me, Where is he, Yahweh your Elohim? My eyes shall see her. Now she shall be for a trampling, as the mud of the streets. A day of building your stone walls, that day the limit shall be far removed. That day he shall come even to you from Assyria and the besieged cities, and from the siege even to the river, and from sea to sea, and mountain to mountain. But the land shall become a desolation because of those dwelling in it, from the fruit of their doings. Pasture your people with your rod, the flock of your possession, dwelling alone in the thicket, amidst Carmel. Let them pasture in Bashan and Gilead, as in days of old. As the days of your coming out from the land of Egypt, I will cause him to see extraordinary things. The nations shall see and be ashamed from all their might. They shall set the hand on their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a snake, they shall tremble out of their holes like crawlers of the earth, they shall dread Yahweh our Elohim, they shall fear from you. Who is an El like you, forgiving iniquity and passing by the transgression of the remnant of his possession? He does not make strong his anger forever, for he desires grace. He will return to show us mercy, he will trample our iniquities. Yea, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. You will give faithfulness to Jacob, kindness to Abraham, which you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old.